Wisconsin's average teacher salary is $50,000. For big districts like Milwaukee and Madison, which are getting millions of dollars, hiring teachers won't be a problem. For smaller districts, it's a different story, depending on how much funding they're receiving. The Highland School District west of Madison has 275 kids in its K-12 school building. Administrator David Romsted says the $46,000 they received was helpful.
In a tiny district, we cobble together all the resources we can. In this case, the Obama stash, as some would say, really came at just the right time for us. We have hired a full-time principal, and this pays a significant part of that cost.
The Dover number one district is a half hour south of Milwaukee. Administrator Giles Williams says their share of the extra money was $26,000.
Our upper grades has little larger classes, and special ed has a few extra kids. So to get the best bang out of our money, we're hiring aid for 5 or 6 hours a day over a two-year period, about $13,000 a year.
The state used a distribution formula based on property values and enrollment numbers, which is why some districts got $100 or less. Steve Seifer, administrator of Gibraltar Schools, explains what will come of their $5.
It will be deposited in the district's general fund to improve the education of students through the support of payroll. It won't be much, but we will have expended $5 as it was intended.
Administrators at these remote districts say any extra aid helps, though. State education officials say a revised formula might be taken up by the next governor and legislature. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.